What if everything you believed about measuring cybersecurity risk was wrong? Most security professionals insist certain risks simply can't be quantified. The likelihood of a breach, the damage to reputation, the impact of emerging threats. Yet, in a world where organizations collectively spend over $150 billion annually on cybersecurity, these unmeasurable factors drive critical decisions every day. The revolutionary insight from how to measure anything in cybersecurity risk is deceptively simple. Measurement isn't about perfect certainty, it's about reducing uncertainty enough to make better decisions. When you reframe measurement this way, suddenly everything becomes measurable, and the entire approach to security transforms from gut feelings to calculated choices. The biggest obstacle to effective risk assessment isn't lack of data, it's misunderstanding what measurement actually means. Measurement isn't producing an exact value with zero error. It's making observations that reduce uncertainty. Even physicists don't measure the mass of an electron with perfect precision. They provide ranges with confidence intervals. This Bayesian approach treats uncertainty as a feature of our knowledge, not the thing being observed. We use probability precisely because we lack perfect information, not despite it. When someone claims something can't be measured, they're usually revealing a fundamental misunderstanding of what measurement is. Imagine your CEO needs your organization's cyber risk exposure by tomorrow morning. With no staff, budget, or framework, the Rapid Risk Audit offers a structured approach that's only slightly more complex than traditional risk matrices, but far more valuable. Following the principle, build a little, test a little, learn a lot, this approach creates a quantitative model using six elements: assets, threats, likelihood, impact, controls, and confidence intervals. The process takes just hours. Identify interview sources, define assets and threats, assess likelihoods, estimate potential losses with 90% confidence intervals, and compute annual expected losses. You likely have more data than you think. Insurance premiums align with expected losses. Ransomware payments average $530,000, 0.7 to 5% of revenue, and data breach costs can be calculated per record. Business disruption impacts range from $100 per minute for small companies to $5,600 per minute for larger ones. Unlike traditional high, medium, low ratings, this approach uses actual probabilities and dollar impacts. It represents uncertainty clearly and allows for updates with new information. The resulting loss exceedance curve shows how multiple risks compare, enabling informed prioritization. Have you ever confidently rated a risk as medium on a 5-point scale? That confidence may be entirely misplaced. Research shows that additional analysis often increases confidence without improving actual performance, what's called an analysis placebo. Despite being used by 61% of organizations, there isn't a single study showing risk matrices actually reduce risk or improve judgment over expert intuition alone. In fact, research suggests they introduce additional errors through fundamental mathematical problems like range compression, where continuous values are reduced to discrete categories, creating extreme rounding errors. This leads to two alarming problems. Very different risks can appear identical on the matrix, and rank reversal occurs when higher actual risks appear less serious than lower ones. As researcher Tony Cox argues, these properties make risk matrices worse than useless, potentially worse than randomly prioritizing risks. Why does this happen? Humans are deterministic thinkers with an aversion to probabilistic strategies that accept the inevitability of error. We make inaccurate interpretations of feedback, creating an illusion of learning, where we assume experience translates to improved performance. Yet research consistently shows that simple statistical models outperform human experts across diverse fields, from oil exploration to NASA project management. While expert judgment often falls short, calibrated probability estimates offer a more reliable alternative. most people are naturally poor at calibration, with 90% confidence intervals typically containing the correct answer only 40-50% of the time. However, through systematic practice and feedback, 80% of participants achieve ideal calibration after just 5 exercises. Key techniques for improving calibration include the equivalent bet test, $10,000 wager, identifying counterarguments, treating confidence interval bounds separately, and using the absurdity test, starting wide and narrowing gradually. Multiple independent experts reduce estimation errors significantly. 2 experts decrease inconsistency by 29%, 4 by 50%. Independent estimates combined algorithmically outperform group consensus discussions. Organizations implementing calibration systems typically see 20-30% improved forecasting accuracy within a year, leading to substantially better security investment decisions. The common objection, "we don't have enough data," overlooks how Bayesian methods can help assess security risks with limited information. Unlike conventional statistics, Bayesian approaches combine expert knowledge with new observations to update our understanding of risks. Take multi-factor authentication, MFA, effectiveness. Starting with a 60% belief in vendor claims of 90% breach reduction, we can refine this estimate through observation. One breach-free year at a company moves our confidence to 62.26%, while 12 company years without breaches raises it to 93.58%. The beta distribution helps quantify uncertainty with minimal data. For example, observing 2 breaches across 120 company years yields a 90% confidence interval of 0.7% to 5.1% annual breach probability, more useful than a simple 1.67% average. When paired with decomposition techniques, Bayesian methods break complex uncertainties into measurable components. Reputation damage, for instance, can be assessed through specific costs, cybersecurity investments, 2 to 3x previous budgets, management changes, PR campaigns, $1 to $5 million for major incidents, and customer notifications, $10 to $50 per affected customer. Organizations need to assess their current security state and plan for growth through distinct maturity stages, starting with basic metrics like incident response times and patch rates for immediate insights. The BOOM framework provides 5 key metrics for measuring security effectiveness: burn down, remediation efficiency, survival, risk persistence, arrival, new threats, wait times, threat patterns, and escapes, control failures. As programs mature, organizations develop security data marts, centralized repositories that enable measurement of cross-program effectiveness, reveal control interactions, and identify hidden risks. Analytics capabilities advance from descriptive aggregates to predictive forecasting and ultimately prescriptive recommendations based on risk, resources, and business impact. Mature organizations elevate cybersecurity risk management to a C-level function, reporting directly to the CEO or board, ensuring unbiased assessment and enabling data-driven investment decisions based on financial metrics executives can understand. In today's interconnected world, the risk of the big one, an extensive, coordinated cyber attack affecting multiple organizations across countries, has increased dramatically. Recent incidents like SolarWinds demonstrate how vulnerabilities can cascade through supply chains and affect thousands of organizations simultaneously. The true power of quantitative risk assessment isn't in the numbers themselves, but in how they enable more informed decisions in the face of uncertainty. This approach provides a common language between security professionals, business executives, and board members, facilitating better resource allocation and risk management strategies. As you face your next security decision, remember that measurement isn't about achieving perfect certainty. It's about reducing uncertainty enough to choose wisely. By embracing quantitative methods, calibrating your estimates, and focusing on decisions rather than data, you can transform seemingly unmeasurable security challenges into calculated risks that can be managed effectively. In today's increasingly complex threat landscape, these better decisions may be our only effective defense against the threats that lie ahead.